الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, in my view, the single most critical distinguishing factor between humans and animals is the ability to take learning from one situation and apply it in a completely unrelated place. Learning itself is not a distinguishing feature, because animals also learn. But to take learning from one situation and apply it to a completely different situation, this is the distinguishing feature of human beings. We learn things in certain circumstances, but the learning is not related only to those circumstances. You can apply it in completely unrelated places. The reason I'm saying that is because we spoke about the ayat of Surah Al Imran. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala told us to look for His signs in creation. Now, obviously, you're looking for signs in creation of somebody who is not related to the creation. Laysa kamithlihi shay'un wa huwa as-sami'ul basir. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala said He is not like anything in creation. So, if Allah is not like anything in creation, how can you see His sign in creation? But you can see His sign in creation. That is, you see the sign of the Creator, even though the Creator is not like anything He has created. Despite that, you recognize Allah. Now, if you look at the word recognize, what does it mean? Recognize means two things. One is that you have seen before. I cannot recognize something that I have never seen before. You will ask, what is this? You are not recognizing it. If you are recognizing something, you say, oh, this is what it is. Recognition means, implies, you can only recognize something that you have seen before. Even if you look at somebody, you say, this looks like, are you Saeed's son? Why? Because he looks like Saeed. So I have seen Saeed. So even though his son I may have never seen before, but the resemblance is there. So I am recognizing something that I have seen before. You cannot recognize them logically speaking, you cannot recognize something that you have never seen before. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is saying, recognize Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. How do you recognize Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? You have not seen Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So this is the sign of the quality that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gave us. To, even though we have not seen Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, we recognize Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's work. We recognize Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's qudrat in what He has created. So we are not recognizing Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala bi zatihi wa bi sifat, but by His sifat. So the reason I'm saying is that this ability to apply learning from one situation to another situation is very, very important, and it's very important for us to do it, because even though this is a distinguishing feature of human beings, it doesn't automatically happen. And the reason I'm saying it doesn't happen automatically is because that's the reason why people make silly mistakes, or they make the same mistake repeatedly, whether it's small or big. You find even in life, people make the same mistake over and over and over again. You say, why does this person do the same thing again and again? He got hurt once, doesn't he understand? Because the transfer of learning is not automatic. You have to consciously do it. The famous story of Akbar and Birbal, where Raja Birbal came to Akbar and said, I have a cat which is afraid of milk. So Akbar says, how can a cat be afraid of milk? He said, I'll show you. So he brought the cat, and he brought a plate of milk, and the cat saw the milk and ran away. So obviously, this was the days before SPCA, so Birbal gave that cat very hot milk to drink once, and the cat got scalded. So after that, it would not touch milk. But you and I know, at least once, we would have drunk some hot liquid, you know, tea or something. And then what do? Next time onward, you don't just gulp it, you test and see the temperature. So the difference between Birbal's cat and you and me is that the lesson that the cat learned was that milk burns. But the lesson we learn is milk does not burn, hot milk burns. Milk does not burn, hot milk burns. So if you get milk and you were burnt by this milk, you were scalded by the milk before, then you will test the temperature of the milk. And that is an application of learning in a different place. Now, the reason I am saying this and is, apart from recognizing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is also the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us opportunities of learning all through our lives on a daily basis, absolutely daily basis. The question is, do we learn from there and do we transfer that learning into other aspects of our lives? I was thinking, I don't know if it still happens, but in the not too long ago, if you went by train somewhere, we didn't have, in those days we didn't have these dining cars, and you know, food was, so you took your own food, your tiffin carriers. So now in the compartment, you were sitting there, and other 4 or 5 other people are there in the compartment. So you get friendly with them, you chat to them, you talk about them, they tell you about themselves, you tell them about yourself. When time to come to eat, when the time to eat comes, then you share your food and so on, you make friendships. But when your station comes, you get off. You don't say, well, you know, I think we have become great friends, so let me go to your city. Or why don't you get off at my station, come home. Doesn't matter, you can catch the next train to go. It's not impossible. I mean, you can actually do this. All that it means that the person gets off at your station and then he catches another train to go home. But that never happens. I don't know of any time that this kind of thing has ever happened. Now, quite obviously, this refers, if you take the learning and transfer it, it refers to our own lives. That in this life we come, and in that compartment that Allah has given us, we make some friends, we share some food, we talk about each other, we help each other and so on and so forth. But when the time comes, the station comes, we get off. So each of us has a ticket on which there is a destination station which is stamped. Except that we can't see it. In our ticket we cannot see. Even though the ticket is there in our hands, we do not know when is the destination station, and we do not know when the train will arrive at that place. So these two things we don't know. Where is it that we are getting off, and when is the time? Now, if you just think about this, and the analogy of it, if you apply it to your train travel, supposing you were traveling on a train, and it was told to you that you have to get off at your destination, but you don't know where it will be. You don't know which station it is, and you don't know what time the train will arrive. Will you even be able to sleep on that train? Because there is this constant anxiety, I don't know when my station will come, I don't know when my station will come, because we don't know. It's not written on the ticket. So because it's not written on the ticket, and the time to get off is not there, is not written, but you have to get off, if you can't miss it. So it means that your whole focus will be about this time of getting off. Where will it be? How will it be? When will it be? And that is actually our situation. That is actually our situation. We have a ticket and we have a destination name that is stamped on it, which we can't read. And there is a time there which we can't read either. Therefore, I remind myself anew, in such a case, what should be our situation? We would have packed up. You wouldn't have unpacked all your things and spread yourself out all over the compartment. No, because you don't know, you have to get off. So you make sure that you use only what is absolutely required, rest of it keep it packed, because you just want to grab your bag and get off. Time will not be there to do anything else. Don't get too attached to your people in the compartment. Don't become that close and that friendly that it will be painful to part. Don't get used to the luxury too much. Don't start loving everything there. You know, all of these, which seem to be natural things that we would advise ourselves and advise others. But when it comes to this life, which is exactly the same situation, we have to ask ourselves, what is it we do? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to continuously learn and apply the learning. Because as I think I mentioned yesterday or something, that the question is not, of the Day of Judgment, is not about learning, it's about amal. Allah is not going to ask you, how much did you learn? What did you do with the knowledge I gave you? So the question of learning or question of knowledge is actually about action. Therefore, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to act on what we learn and to give us the ability to apply it in ways which are beneficial for us and ways which are pleasing to Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His safety and for His protection and for His help in our lives in such a way that our lives are pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.